and welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and each week we bring you a classic show from radio's golden age. We're celebrating the holidays this week with Fred Allen and his wonderful good humor. You'll hear a sketch that has Santa Claus disrupting various historical figures and refusing to ride again. Then we have a Columbia Workshop production of a touching and spooky tale that has a brilliant arrangement of car horns melding into silent night. First, we have Fred Allen with his Texaco Star Theater, starring Fred Allen. First broadcast, December 20th, 1942, on CBS.
Mr. Allen!
Quiet, Portland. A voice like yours should be racing.
It's Texaco time with the Metropolitan Opera star, Miss Reza Stevens, Portland Hopper, the Texaco Workshop players, Al Goodman and his orchestra, and starring Fred Allen. This is Jimmy Wallington saying hello for your neighborhood Texaco dealer and inviting you to be his guest tonight at the Texaco Star Theater. It's his way of telling you that you're welcome. Welcome to all the skilled help he can give to make your tires and car last longer. Make your tires last longer by giving them a regular Texaco checkup on pressure and condition. Make your car last longer and run more economically by giving it systematic Texaco lubrication and maintenance. The chances are your present car may be your last car for the duration. It's in good hands when you trust it to the care of your Texaco dealer. This week, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jeffers, the rubber director, is asking all citizens to pick up nails and broken glass in the streets to save tires. We now bring you a man Mr. Jeffers can't save. He was born a flat tire, and here he is, Fred Allen.
Thank you. Thank you. And you notice when I bend over, the difference between when I bend over and a Hollywood comedian, when I like that, the Hollywood comedian's hair comes off. You see here in the evening. We have sternumen whose hair stays on. Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Say, Jimmy, that is an excellent idea, you know, of Mr. Jeffers, asking people to pick up glass and nails off the streets like that.
Yes, Fred, if people will pick up nails in the streets, there'll be fewer punctures, and motorists can conserve their tires.
Well, that's right, Jimmy. You know, I read that the street department here in New York is experimenting with a big magnet. They have this magnet, and they drag it down the street, and the magnet picks up the loose metal.
Well, how's the magnet working out, Fred?
Well, it's a little too strong, Jimmy. The first time they dragged the magnet down Broadway, it yanked the badges off of 20 traffic cops. It dragged the Flatiron Building two blocks farther uptown. And when the magnet passed the stock exchange, it pulled U.S. Steel down 7 points. Yes, Jimmy, the thing
Mr.
is...
Mr. Allen!
Well, Portland, I didn't see what you meant. Have you heard about Mr. Jeffers asking people to pick up all of the metal and glass they see in the street?
Yes, and the women of America should be thankful.
The women? Why the women?
With no nails or glass, it'll be safe for a woman to cross the street in open-toed shoes.
In open-toed shoes, eh? Well, you don't wear open-toed shoes, do you?
I used to, but dogs would blow their breath on my toes, and it tickles.
Dogs would blow their breath. Well, most... Most women have stopped wearing the open-toed shoes, you know. It's risky to show that much nylon these days. They have little dwarfs going around who are stealing the nylon toes out of... But this conversation is silly, Portland. I think I'd better turn to the news.
What is your question tonight?
Well, during the past week, as you know, the newspaper delivery men went on strike, and for 3 days, the people here in New York City had no newspapers. And so our question tonight is... Did going without a newspaper for 3 days bother you in any way?
Are you going to ask the people in Allen's Alley?
Yes, Portland. When you want to know how folks feel about an important issue, Allen's Alley is the place to go. are, back in Allen's Alley, Portland.
Do you think John Doe is in tonight?
Well, let's try this first door. This is John Doe's house. We'll find out.
Oh, it's you again. What's on your mind?
Well, it's the newspaper strike, Mr. Doe. Did going without a newspaper bother you in any way?
I was put out of business.
Really?
And 200 men were thrown into the army.
Well, why?
Well, I'm a bookmaker, see?
Yeah.
When no papers come out, the chumps couldn't pick no horses to bet with me. So I went out of business.
What about the 200 men thrown into the army?
Oh, they was the chumps I was taking bets from.
Oh, you mean when you went out of business, the draft board grabbed these 200 horse players, huh?
Yeah, well, they was all claiming me as a dependent.
Oh, well. Well, I hope the horse players overtake Rommel in the stretch and come in the money as we expect them to. I'll check at this next house here.
No.
Well, good evening, Mrs. Nussbaum.
To you, it is good. To me, it could be only so-so.
Well, tell me, did the newspaper delivery strike upset you?
Upset yourself. The pipes is freezing. The canary is turning blue. And all over, I am getting geese pimples.
Well, how could this calamity result from the strike?
Every morning to start up a fire in the fireplace, I am needing a newspaper.
And with no newspaper?
I am not starting a fire. The house is freezing.
It was cold, huh?
Cold? My dog, a water spaniel, I am having to defrost.
Gosh.
Goldfish in the bowl is skidding on the ice doing belly whoppers. The shallow bit I'm turning on?
Yeah.
Is coming off an icicle 4 feet long.
Well, tell me, what did you do about food?
At dinner, I'm putting woolen pantries on the lamb chop. When I'm pouring out the beer, it is making with a fur collar.
The beer had a fur collar on it,
uh-huh.
Huh? Well, you had no heat in the house at all?
Only for 15 minutes every night the house is warm.
Well, how come?
I'm turning on the radio.
Well, how could a radio set warm up your house?
I am tuning in Gabriel Heater.
Well, that takes care of Mrs. Nussbaum. I wonder if Socrates Mulligan is in tonight. Not only in, he's all in. But tell me, Mr. Mulligan, did this newspaper business bother you?
Oh, for them 3 days the newspapers didn't come out, I almost went nuts.
Really?
Yeah. Monday, I'm nervous all day, I can't eat.
Uh-huh.
Tuesday, I'm taking Benzedrine all day.
Yeah?
Wednesday, I got 120 fever. They got me in a straitjacket.
You were in this horrible physical and mental state because there was no news?
Not no news.
No?
No Superman.
Oh! Well, that brings us to the last shanty in Allen's Alley.
Hail and welcome, Baggy Eyes. Falstaff's ready to improvise.
I am not here to listen to your new poems, Mr. Openshaw.
A hoot for your intentions.
It's the old owl coming out in you, huh?
Now, have you heard, the night was still, all was serene, as I sat there peeling my tangerine?
No.
I knew it was malice, Alice, when you sent me that Vitalis.
No.
You'll have to launch the ship with Pepsi-Cola, Captain. My mother drank up the champagne.
Now wait. You have insulted the integrity of every radio listener who's tuned into our program tonight. We have been talking about the newspaper strike.
Precisely why I opened my door. I have written a poem.
What is your newspaper poem called?
What newspaper? This is the Yuletide season. I have written a Christmas classic.
Oh, really? How does it go?
Greetings, merry gentlemen, from Tunisia to Nome. My Christmas present for you all is... Tonight, I recite no poem.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we present our singing guest, the Metropolitan Opera's lovely star, Miss Reese Stever. Miss Stevens, I hope that coming here from the Met, you won't think our surroundings too sordid.
Not at all, Fred. It's a great pleasure to join you tonight.
Well, thank you. You know, when I asked you to come here, I must confess I had a selfish reason.
Really?
Yes, Christmas is 5 days away, Miss Stevens, but we thought that we might be early to establish a Yule atmosphere. Now, if you could lend an appropriate song to the occasion...
Oh, do you think Ave Maria from the opera Cavalleria Rusticana would do?
Well, I'm sure it will, Miss Stevens. Mr. Goodman, if you will. And now, Jimmy Wallington.
Ladies and gentlemen, does your car believe in Santa Claus? Does your motor ever...
Wait a minute, Jimmy. Car's believing in Santa Claus? Why, that's ridiculous. The next thing you'll be telling us that baby Austins hang up their inner tubes at Christmas time.
Well, maybe cars can't believe in Santa Claus, Fred, but they certainly show their appreciation when they're given a certain Christmas gift I have in mind.
A gift? Could I coax you to tell us what that gift is, Jimmy?
Coax me? You can't stop me.
Uh-huh, don't be too
Because sure. That gift, ladies and gentlemen, is something to make your car last longer and run more economically. It cuts down excessive wear, makes your engine start easier these cold mornings, saves your battery, and often helps save gasoline.
Well, I'm on tenterhooks, Jimmy. What is this gift?
Well, it's simply taking your car to your neighborhood Texaco dealer and getting it set for winter from stem to stern. The right winter grade of insulated Havilland motor oil in the engine. Winter Texaco gear lubricant. A complete Marfac chassis job and skilled, thorough Texaco attention to spark plugs, battery, radiator, and other points where winter weather might cripple your essential transportation. You can rely on your Texaco dealer doing the job right with the right Texaco product.
Just a short flurry of Winter Wonderland played by Al Goodman and his Makes You Want to Sit This One Out orchestra. And now let... Oh, Yes, Portland.
Mr. Allen, I hope you like the Christmas gift I got for you.
Oh, Portland, you a gift?
Yes, I was in Cartier's yesterday.
Cartier's? Why, Cartier's is the most exclusive jewelry shop on Fifth Avenue.
That's the place.
Well, I hope they gave you good service.
They sure did. Mr. Cartier himself told me how to get to Woolworth's.
Oh, fine. You know, I did so much shopping at Woolworth's this Christmas, they're calling me Mr. 5x10 now. And I've got a swell present for you in the fur department at Woolworth's. They have ferrets who wait on you there. And this ferret sold me a coat. It's a Russian sable.
You mean it's a genuine Russian sable?
Genuine Russian? Why, this sable still has a Nazi in its teeth. What is your mother doing for Christmas?
Well, on account of the silk stocking shortage,
yeah.
Mama's hanging up her slacks over the fireplace.
Oh, fine. Well.
Do you think Santa Claus will fill Mama's slacks?
Not like your mother does. Go away. You bother me. I have to make a special announcement.
About our guest?
No, tonight we're going to do our Christmas sketch, Portman.
What you do every Christmas?
That's right, and I have to make an announcement here. Ladies and gentlemen, since radio at this season each year prevails upon Lionel Barrymore to revive Dickens' Christmas Carol, the Texaco Workshop players curtsy to tradition and wake up their cast to repeat a Christmas fable they first presented years ago. Now tonight, Santa shows his claws in a modern tale called Santa Claus Refuses to Mediate, or Jingle Bells Shall Not Ring Tonight. Overture, maestro.
This is station NG, NG.
Good evening, friends. The makers of Jum Balls, the giant mothballs guaranteed to trap nearsighted moths, brings you the exciting quiz program, Take It or We Will. We interrupt this exciting quiz program, Take It or We Will, to bring you a special announcement from the Assassinated News Service.
Special announcement. Santa Claus will not ride this Christmas. In a terse bulletin issued from his North Pole igloo today, Santa Claus says, quote, "I am on a sit-down strike. I refuse to ride this Christmas," unquote. Rumors flood the country. A report from Miami, Florida says,
200 families living in auto camps stopped building chimneys on their trailers. Do not expect Santa Claus.
At Rutland, Vermont, a little girl says,
"I wrote Santa Claus a letter and got no answer. He ain't coming."
At Detroit, Michigan, a labor official says,
"Santa Claus better ride, or the Teamsters Union will pull out every reindeer from here to Nome, Alaska."
At New York City, 200,000 children hold mass meeting. Tiny spokesman says,
"Santa Claus can't let us down. 200,000 American children have appointed me their spokesman. I'm off to see Santa Claus now. James, my scooter."
Well, come in, little boy. What are you doing way up here at the North Pole?
Brr. Is this Santa Claus' igloo?
Yes, sonny. I'm Mrs. Claus. Who are you?
I'm Buddy Jones.
Are you lost, son?
No. I'm here to see why Santa Claus refuses to ride this year.
I'm glad you come, son. I've been arguing with the old sunset all week, and he refuses to budge.
Where is Santa Claus now, Mrs. Claus?
He's in the next room there, sulking.
Can I see Santa?
Won't do you no good, son, but I'll get him for you. Hey, Santa.
Now, ain't no use in coaxing, Ma. I ain't a-going now.
Stupid, you got company.
Yeah, company who?
I'm Buddy Joe, Santa Claus.
Well, don't mean nothing to me, small fry.
Is this awful rumor true, Santa Claus?
Yep, I ain't riding, son.
But this is Christmas Eve, Santa. Trees are lighted. Millions of trusting children have hung up their stockings. The world is waiting for you.
Well, the world can wait. Now, I ain't a-riding.
But Santa...
Ain't no use, Nipper. He's stubborn.
No, I ain't not neither stubborn, Ma Claus. I'm just sick of being Santa Claus. The world don't appreciate nothing. Squabbling, threatening, striking, warring.
But you just can't quit, Santa. You must have a reason.
I got plenty of reasons, Sprout.
As spokesman for 200,000 kitties, I demand a statement.
Well, what is it you want to know, Shaver?
Well, why won't you ride tonight, Santa Claus?
Well, son, I'll tell you. Sit down here on my lap. I've been Santa Claus in it ever since the world began. For 1942 years, I've been bringing people presents every Christmas, trying to spread joy. My intentions has been good, but my reward has been nothing but heartaches and misery. The first trouble I had was way back in ancient Rome. It was Christmas Eve in the court of Nero. The emperor was playing a violin concerto.
You dare to give Nero the pheasants?
We want the hottest cornier.
Hey, your majesty is cornier.
What, cornier? You rabble, stop at my picture, Carso.
Your music will never get Rome hottier.
Get hottier.
You're an itchy.
You dogs, begone, hypocrites. Scrumier. Nero can't get hottier, so swine, I'll show them. What, what tumbles out of my chimney?
Merry Christmas, Nero. Merry Christmas.
Who art thou, Lumpkin, the chimney sweep?
I'm Santa Claus, Nero, bearing Christmas gifts for your majesty.
Ultimus Nausea. What is it, another basket of figs from the Rome stage door canteen?
My gift is a trinket rare, Nero. So rare, it hasn't even been invented yet. Here.
Gramercy Lout, what is this tiny golden box?
It's a cigarette lighter, Nero. Turn that little wheel.
Oh, blood.
Merry Christmas, Nero.
It flames. Roma scoffed at Nero. Nero will have his revenge.
Oh, hey, watch that lighter, Nero. You're setting fire to them draperies.
I can't make Rome hot with my music. I'll make Rome hot another way. Revenge.
Look out, revenge. Nero. Fire. So you see, son, if it wasn't for Santa Claus, Rome wouldn't have burned.
Gosh. That was too bad, Santa.
See, there I was trying to spread good cheer, and what did I get? The first hot foot in history.
But that was 2,000 years ago, Santa Claus. You shouldn't hold a grudge that long.
Well, Nero was just prologue to my trouble, son. A few centuries later, I set out to bring a present to Napoleon and Josephine. I'll never forget that Christmas, son. Josephine was sitting on her chaise at Davenport. Napoleon opened the door.
Josie, ma petite.
Nettie.
Voila. I am this one to wait to Waterloo, especially more to say au revoir.
Mon lover, mon nephew, Ratty.
1 minute and your nephew is away. C'est la guerre.
Ah, nephew, I will be faithful.
Bien, bien. Quelque man will dare to pay court to my Josephine. I will kill him. Touché.
Your petite Josephine has no other boyfriend, Nancy. You swear.
Bien, mon big beefy oiseau.
I have a farewell present for you, Nancy. I will expect you. Wait to see her.
Oh, bien, bien. Mademoiselle from any place far.
Hey, who goes there? Who is coming through the fireplace?
Merry Christmas, Napoleon.
Sacre bleu. You've come to woo my Josephine. Gigolo?
Now, hold on. Put down that truncheon.
Voilà, cochon. Take this.
Oh.
Take this.
Oh.
Take this.
Oh, let me out.
Help. Help.
Bien, bien.
Voilà, là, your little Josephine returns, Nappy.
With the mistletoe, you sly pretty girl.
Oui, I forgot it is Christmas Eve. What can be keeping Santa Claus?
Santa? Mon Dieu. You are expecting the chap in the red suit?
Oui, Nappy. Do you think Santa Claus will come?
Not tonight, Josephine.
Yes, son, Napoleon gave me a concussion that Christmas. Running out of the castle, I fell into a moat. My ermine got wet and come to life. My collar and one cuff got away.
Well, you can't say mad at the world because years ago, one crazy freshman mucked you up, Santa Claus.
Well, things has happened since, son. Another Christmas, I got a raw deal in a suburb of England. It was called the American Colonies. I dropped in at the house of some jockey called Paul Revere. The cottage had no chimney, so I looked in at the window. Mrs. Revere was preparing a Christmas turkey. Paul come gimping into the room.
Christmas dinner ready, Effie?
Yes, Paul. Pull up a chair.
No. Set my plate on the mantelpiece.
Can't you sit down yet, Paul Revere? That ride was last April.
Through every Middlesex village and farm, ain't once around Central Park, Effie.
Well, Well, you ought to try and set down for Christmas, Paul. It'd be a nice present for your spy.
Who's that?
Might be a British spy, Paul.
And my gun. Who's there? Waiter Torrey.
Merry Christmas, Paul Revere. It's me, Santa Claus.
So what?
I've got your Christmas present, Paul. It's a cushion stuffed with fuzz from Delaware peaches.
Gosh, for me to sit on?
You bet.
Don't let him in.
I ain't sat down for 8 months, Effie. It sounds mighty tempting.
It might be some enemy trick, Paul.
I'm Santa Claus. Honest Injun, Mrs. Revere. Open up.
I got my gun, Effie. I'll open the door a crack.
Merry
I told you, Paul. Look at that suit.
A red coat. Take this.
Whoa. You see, son, the world's given old Santa plenty of trouble.
Sure, done you dirt. But nobody would dare abuse Santa Claus today.
Well, that's where you're wrong, son. Only last week, I was previewing a visit in a place called New York. I was flying over some building. I think they call it Radio City. Well, I come down the air conditioning into some office. I was just going to wish the man a Merry Christmas when he yelled...
Well, what do you want, Whiskers?
Well, I'm Santa Claus.
We ain't auditioning today.
I ain't trying to get into radio. I'm a mythical character.
Being a friend of Duffy's Tavern won't help you. Now, pick up that bag and feed it.
But you heard of Santa Claus, ain't you?
Well, yeah, but you're a has-been, Santa Claus.
A has-been?
Radio's doing everything you used to do and doing it better.
But I fly through the air.
So does radio.
I come down chimneys.
Radio comes down the antennas.
I give things away.
For how many box tops?
I'll give things away for nothing.
Well, so does radio.
Radio does, eh?
Dr. IQ gives away vitamins.
Yeah.
Take it or leave it, gives away pencils.
Yeah.
Quiz Kid, give away information. Truth or Consequences, gives away soap.
Now, hold on, son. There's one thing I've been spreading for 1942 years that radio ain't giving away.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Santa Claus is giving goodwill.
Radio is giving away 60 minutes of that stuff on a program every week.
What program?
The Goodwill Hour.
Oh. Well, I was strung out of Radio City. Folks don't need Santa Claus no more. Radio's giving them everything.
Gee, Santa, you certainly had a lot of trouble.
And that's why my spirit's broken, son. Being Santa Claus is just a pain in one century after the other. I'm giving the world back to Randon McNally. I'm through.
Please don't say that, Santa. Have pity on us kids. We'll have no toys.
Santa ain't a-moving, son. This is one Christmas I'm going to enjoy in peace. What's that clock striking?
It's 12 o'clock.
Yeah, it's midnight, eh? Well...
It's Christmas Day, Santa Claus.
Yeah, don't mean nothing to me. I'm taking it easy. I'm sitting right here.
Won't you change your mind, Santa?
I ain't getting kicked around again this Christmas.
Please, Santa Claus. Please. Oh,
shucks. Hush your crying, son. Hey, Ma.
Yes, Santa?
Where's my mittens, my bag, my reindeer, my sleigh?
Santa, you ain't
gonna... Yep, I'm a-going, Ma.
Honest, Santa Claus?
Yep, I've changed my mind, son.
Thank you, Santa.
Christmas ain't Christmas without Santa Claus. I'm giving the world one more chance.
Can I have a statement for all the kiddies, Santa?
You bet you can, sonny. Just say, it's Merry Christmas. Hi-o, Dunder. Hi-o, Christmas. That takes care of tonight's installment, ladies and gentlemen. Next week, our guest will be Dennis Day, star of the Mary Livingston program. Jimmy Wallington, with a word from Uncle Sam.
If you live where fuel oil is rationed, it's your duty to your family, as well as the nation, to make your allotment of fuel oil go farther. Fuel oil must be conserved.
Right you are, Jimmy. This is Fred Allen, ladies and gentlemen, and since this is our last show before Christmas, all of us here in the Texaco Star Theater and all of our Texaco dealers from coast to coast wish you a Merry Christmas. Good night.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Stay tuned to the station for Take It or Leave It with Phil Baker. Then at 10:30, listen to Columbia's Report to the Nation, which brings you highlights from news of the world presented in thrilling dramatic form. A special feature tonight will be an eyewitness report of the sinking of the transport liner President Coolidge, from which all but 4 out of 4,000 American troops on board were rescued. 10 p.m., BULOVA, Boulevard Watchtime. WABC, New York, 880 on your dial.
You're listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web with your host, Justine Ward. Next, we have a Christmas story from Columbia Workshop set in Manhattan on Christmas Eve. a cabbie who has seen it all, takes a very unusual fare sightseeing in New York City. Columbia Workshop was known for experimental sound, and you should enjoy the way they used car horns to create a Christmas carol. Enjoy Columbia Workshop, Miracle in Manhattan, first broadcast December 21st, 1941 on CBS.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern. What are you late, Mickey? Archie speaking. Duffy ain't here. Hello, Duffy. What am I doing? I'm in the Columbia Workshop. What am I in for? Duffy, I said workshop. Yeah. Tonight, I am an artist. Yeah, an actor. Yeah, we're doing a thing called Miracle in Manhattan. What do you mean? If it's good, it'll be a miracle. Duffy, you ain't got no Christmas spirit, that's all. Whose idea is it? Well, it's Columbia's Western Program Director. He dreamed it up. Yeah, Charlie Vander. He's a friend of mine. Came to New York on a busman's holiday from Hollywood. Yeah, he's directing it, too. Well, it starts like all Christmas plays. You know, the band plays Silent Night, and we're into it.
Driver.
From here?
Certainly from here.
6 bets, mister.
Okay. But sort of take it easy, like. I want to take a gander at the town.
Okay. Want a little music? I'll turn on the radio.
Go ahead.
Ah, oh, that thing again. I'll try to get you something different. Now you'd think there was nothing else on the air tonight. Oh, get that, will you? Listen to that. It's enough to drive a guy nuts. I'm sorry, mister. I guess this is all we're going to get. Over and over and over.
Doesn't bother me. Matter of fact, I kind of like it.
No kidding?
Sure. It's Christmas music. Heck, this is Christmas Eve.
Well, I'll be frank with you. To me, Christmas Eve is nothing but a first-class headache.
Yeah?
Yeah, what have you got? Slippery streets, a bunch of screwy people with too many drinks under their belts? I tell you, a cab driver's got to watch his step on a night like this. So it's December 24th. So all of a sudden, everybody goes wacky. You never know what's liable to happen.
Yeah, maybe you got something there.
Yeah, everybody's got packages under their arms, you know, a lot of nice little packages, so they can't reach for the tip. Well, mister, you said you want to see the town. What's on the menu first? How's about starting off with Park Avenue?
Oh, no, just drive. Oh, wait a minute. Pull in over there.
By that little church, you mean?
Yeah, I'd like to sort of drop in.
You know, besides, are people funny sometimes. I never figured you was the religious type.
Oh, just curious, that's all.
Well, you're the doctor.
Hey, how about coming in with me?
Nah. Nah, not me. I ain't been to church for so long, I wouldn't know how to act.
Well, I ain't been to church much either, but Christmas Eve is Christmas Eve.
And like I told you, mister, my racket one night ain't much different than the next.
The music ought to be nice.
Are you kidding? Now, listen, count me out. I'll just sit out here in a cab and listen to the meter tick. That's music enough for me.
I'll pay the damages.
No. Go ahead. I'll wait out here.
It's warm inside.
What are you, Mr. Missionary?
Oh, no. Just want company. Come on.
Well, you're paying the freight. Let's go.
Gee, you never go to church, huh?
Nah, you see, there's the kind that does and the kind that don't. I'm the kind that don't.
Did you ever pray?
Yeah, you know, when I was a kid, they used to teach us all kinds of prayers. Our Father, what art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, I forget the rest of the stuff.
Say, that's kind of pretty, ain't it?
If you like that kind of thing.
Yeah, let's sit near the back.
Hey, man. All them people had an awful quiet, ain't they?
Yeah. I guess this is one of the last places left where people can come and think.
Think, huh? What are they thinking about?
Well, you're just one of the people, too. What are you thinking about?
Me? Oh, well, us cabbies is different from most people. I guess all we ever think about is where we're going to get another fare.
Is that all? Even on Christmas Eve?
What else is there to think about?
Oh, all kinds of things. Special things. Sort of wonderful things.
Look, mister, this ain't for me. I get the heebie-jeebies in this joint. I'll meet you out in a cab, huh?
All right, I'll go along. Hey, what are you doing?
The sign says, help the poor, don't it?
Well, didn't do you much good to have that meter ticking over out there in the cab. You aren't going to break even.
All right, so I don't break even. Forget it. Maybe that was a sucker. Let's get going, huh? Same tune.
Oh, don't worry. I told you I liked it.
Well, of course, that's your own for negative, but give me Glenn Miller playing that Chattanooga shoo-shoo. What is traffic tough tonight? Christmas.
Paper, catch your Christmas Eve edition. Yeah, paper.
Hey, cabby, you think you could pull out of this traffic line for a minute? I want to pick up a paper.
Well, you're in the right neighborhood for a paper, mister. You can buy it from little Jimmy Turner over
Jimmy
there.
Jimmy Turner?
Yeah, a little crippled guy. Newsboy. Ain't walked in years, but always got a smile for us cabbies. That's why we like to bring him business. That's him over there in the corner.
Paper, Christmas invitation, paper.
Crippled, huh?
Wait a minute, I'll get your paper, please.
Hey, hold on. I'll go with you.
Extra paper. Paper, mister? Oh, hiya, Lefty. Merry Christmas.
Same to you, Jimmy. How's business?
Half sold out already. Hey, mister.
Thanks, Jimmy.
We'll be seeing you, Jimmy. We gotta get along, you know.
Look, Lefty, one of my customers threw me a nickel. Hold out in the street there. Wanna get it for me?
Oh, sure, Jimmy. I'll get it.
Why don't you walk over and get the nickel yourself, Jimmy?
Oh, what are you trying to give me, mister? You got eyes you can see, can't you?
Yeah, and you got legs.
You can move your eyes.
How long since you tried to walk?
As long as I can remember. I ain't chicken, I can yell.
I heard you. You sure can.
Bet your life I can. That's all I need for this racket. When a quiet night, when I Ain't too much traffic around where they can hear me 2 blocks away. Yeah. Clear up to 53rd Street. And that's important in my business.
Oh, sure it is. Tell me, Jimmy, what do you want for Christmas?
What do I want? I already got my Christmas present last October.
Last October? No kidding.
Uh-huh. When the Yanks won the pennant. Boy, they paralyzed
it. You like the Yanks, huh?
I'll say I do. And mainly because of one guy. Joe DiMaggio. Paper, mister?
Is this the latest edition?
The very latest.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, DiMaggio's the greatest baseball player in the world. Boy, you ought to hear me yell at ease in a headline.
Old driver, is that cabin gauge?
Sorry, mister, it's all tied up.
Thanks, I'll get another one.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah?
Do you know who that was? That was Joe himself. Joe DiMaggio.
No kidding. Oh, gee, I didn't recognize Joe DiMaggio in his street clothes. Oh, gee.
Come on, cabbie. We got to stop him. Hey, DiMaggio. Hey.
Did you call me?
Gee, excuse me for yelling at you, but I had to stop you. You see, you've got quite an admirer over there in that news kid.
That's so?
Yeah. Matter of fact, if he could shake hands with you, I think it'd be the swellest Christmas present he could ever get.
Really?
Yeah. Honest. Would you mind?
Certainly not. Come on.
Just a minute, Joe. Let him walk over to you.
What's that kid?
Oh, he needs somebody like you to, well, call him and see.
I don't get it.
Wait a minute. Jimmy.
Yeah?
There's a friend of yours here. He wants you to walk over and shake hands with him.
Calvin. Well, gee, can't you see?
Come on, Jimmy. Come on over here and shake hands.
No, I can't.
Come on, Jimmy.
Joe, I'm walking. Look, I'm walking. Man, you see what I'm doing?
Come on, Kevin.
The world.
I don't like crowds.
Flowing.
Let's get out of here.
I'm walking.
Hey, careful, Gabby. Watch this crowd. Take it easy.
I'm sorry, mister, but it's a wonder I know what I'm doing. I swear I'm dizzy.
What's the matter?
That kid back there. I seen him sitting on a corner like that for 6 years. And now he's walking.
Well, maybe he could have walked all the time.
Yeah. You're the smart one. You did it. Giving him the will to walk. Telling him that was Joe DiMaggio.
Well, what?
Listen, look, it's all right to fool a kid, but I know better. That wasn't DiMaggio.
It wasn't, huh?
No, it couldn't have been. Maybe it looked like him, but it wasn't him.
No?
No. Of course not, of course. Only this morning I read about him in the papers. It says that Joe DiMaggio was spending Christmas with his family in San Francisco. That thing ever stop? Well, I hope you like it. Nothing I seem to be able to do about it.
Hey, what's all the excitement?
Oh, say, that's something that ought to be worth seeing. I heard about it earlier this evening. There's a guy up on a window ledge down on the 22nd floor. Claims he's going to jump off at 11 o'clock. Hey, wait a minute. Listen to them chimes. Yeah, that's a quarter to 11 now. Guy's got 15 minutes to go, if he keeps his word. Look at it. Got a spotlight on him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they don't want to miss nothing. Guys don't do this every night in a week, you know. Guy must be off his bean, huh?
Who is he?
Oh, some guy used to be an actor, they tell me. Certainly hugging a spotlight for this performance, huh?
Gabby, you think we can get into this hotel?
Huh? You mean you don't want to stay outside here and watch?
I want to get inside right away.
Listen, who are you anyway? You a newspaper reporter?
Maybe.
Well, listen, there's cops all around. You can't... Well, wait, I tell you, I got an idea. You walk in the front door with me behind you, see? They'll think you live there and that I'm going to carry your luggage out.
Oh, good. Come on.
Look at that. It's disgusting. Look at them folks. I'm telling you, that's the kind of a thing that can only happen on a night like this.
That was close.
Well, we're in. Now what?
22nd floor. Going up, boy.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
22.
I can take you up, sir, but the police aren't letting anyone into the West Wing. That's where that room is that the man's jumping out of.
Oh, I know.
Listen, miss, I hope you ain't going to try nothing screwy here, especially when the kid says that they got cops guarding the room. And besides, you can't...
Here we are, sir.
Come on.
See? Look at it, just like I told you. Three cops in front of the door. You ain't got a chance of getting in there. Come on, before they kick us out.
It's worth a try, and maybe one of us will make it. Right down. Here we are.
Yeah, just a minute. Where do you think you're going, Tabby?
I'm just following my friend here. You let him through, didn't you?
We didn't let nobody through, and we ain't letting nobody through. We got orders that nobody's to go into this room.
Yes. You mean to say that you guys didn't see nobody go into that room just now?
Yeah, of course we didn't, because nobody went in.
Huh?
You must be drunk, buddy. Now run along and sit and wait for Santa Claus to come down the chimney. We got strict orders to keep everybody out of this room until the wife of that nut gets down here to try and talk him out of jumping.
Okay. Okay, wise guys, have it your way. But my fare sneaked by, and he's up there in that suicide jumper right now. Now, you guys can laugh all you want, but I'll bet my hack that there's a mighty interesting conversation going on right now. Mighty interesting.
Listen, you. I don't think promised there wasn't going to be anyone else out here to bother me.
I just want to talk to you. Who knows? Maybe I can help you.
Suppose that I don't want your help.
Well, people refused help from me before, but it doesn't matter.
Just remember what I told the others. If you come one step towards me, I'll jump. Or maybe that's what you're here for. To get a better view of it.
No, I don't need to watch you to know what'll happen. I know. So will you in a few minutes. When those church chimes ring, you'll hesitate a second, and you step off into space. Your heart's pounding, your throat's so hard you think it'll choke you. And then the night air hits your face, ice cold. And you grab at that air, nothing there. You have a sick, helpless feeling in your stomach. You thought it was going to be over fast. It lasts a long time. A heck of a long time. Long enough to bring back every memory you ever knew and more. You hate to look down, but you can't help it. You hear a scream. You hear an ambulance bell. You see the lights on the street. People running, shouting. They're rushing up to you like lightning. The people run. They yell like crazy. The lights go brighter. Down, down, down! And suddenly it's over. And you don't hear the police. You don't hear them at all.
You can't scare me.
I know. I'm not trying to. I thought maybe you'd like to hear exactly how it would happen. Without going through it.
Who are you anyway?
Just a guy. Who are you?
Don't tell me you don't know that. Don't you read the papers?
Well, not very often. Hey, I hope you're not doing this just to break into print.
I've got good reason for what I'm doing.
Well, a lot of people down there trying to be happy because this is Christmas Eve. Here you are making them all feel sick.
Christmas Eve. A fine Christmas Eve it is for me. No job, no.
What do you do for a living?
I was an actor. A good one, too.
Start putting on a show here, too, ain't you? Go on. Tell me about yourself.
All right. I will. I might as well fill in the time between now and 11. Maybe they told you why they've stopped trying to talk me out of this. They're waiting...
For your wife to get here?
That's right. But they'll wait forever. She won't be here. That's why I'm doing this. I haven't known one decent moment since she left me, or until I left her.
You're sorry about that, huh?
Granted. I haven't meant good for anything without her.
I suppose if you had to do it all over again, things would be different.
Oh, what's the use of even talking about it? Nothing means anything.
So that's why you're up here tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, I've tried everything to get her to come back to me. I've written to her, tried to see her, made promises. I even prayed.
Yeah?
But it isn't any use. You see that clock over there? In about 5 seconds, it'll ring out the hour. And that's when I'm jumping. Right with those chimes.
Why don't you wait? Give your wife a chance to get here. They're trying to reach her.
They've had plenty of time. And she won't come when they do reach her. What's keeping those chimes? They could ring any second now, any second.
Those seconds are going to seem kind of long to you because they're the last seconds you'll ever have.
Well, they're not important. Because my life isn't important. Not anymore. Don't think I'm going to back out, mister. Come on, time! Ring out! Like you've been doing all day!
You see, I've heard them ever since I've been standing out here. I can tell almost to the second when they're going to ring.
But it's like I told you. These last moments are changing all that. The seconds seem like years.
Yeah, but they can't keep up. They'll go in a moment now, any moment. And then I am going to jump. And you'll see, all of you, that you were wrong. That she didn't get here. She didn't come back to me. Even at a time like this.
Oh, Paul. Paul. Yes, darling. It's Anne. Please, Paul. Aren't you going to take me in your arms?
She's waiting for you, Paul. What are you going to do?
Do? What am I going to do? Oh, Anne, thank God you've come back.
Anne, those chimes. I was going to jump when I heard the man. I was going to jump.
I know. I got here as soon as I could. And all the while, I was afraid I was too late.
I thought I was too late for it. Just name it, Ed. I've been caring for these chimes nearly 20 years now, and this is the first time I ever know them to ring late. And on Christmas Eve, too. What do you suppose sent it?
Other music.
Huh? Oh, huh. Well, I guess I'm kind of mixed up. You got me thinking. Listen, mister, do you mind if I shut this radio off altogether? That silent night is beginning to get me back.
Oh, do anything you like.
Look, mister, you got to tell me what happened up there. How did you sneak past the cops? What made that guy change his mind? What did you do, anyhow?
Oh, I only gabbed with him a little while until his wife got there.
Listen, I've had some screwy Christmas Eves, but this one tops them all. First, there was that little newsboy.
Hey, Cabby, that man crossing the street.
I've known Jimmy for...
Look out! Look out!
Don't worry, driver. I saw it happen. He walked right out in front of us.
Yeah, you did see him, didn't you, mister? He walked right out in front of us.
Come on. Let's get out.
Well, the driver didn't stop.
No, the man stepped right out there without warning.
Somebody better call a cop.
Don't worry. There's one coming right now.
All right. Come on, let's dance, will you?
Hey, I saw it happen, officer. He walked right out.
It wasn't the driver's fault. This guy stepped right out in front of him like a blind man.
Hey, wait a minute. He is a blind man. I've seen him around here before.
Yeah, so have I.
Here, you. Get your hands off him. Don't be trying to pick him up. It's against the law. Wait till the ambulance gets you.
Against the law?
help someone?
Sure it is. You never know when you're doing them more harm than good.
Okay, officer. Okay.
Hey, wait, he's getting up.
What hit me? I was so excited. Christmas Eve, I was in a hurry to get home. Tell me. Wait a minute. What's wrong? Lights and faces.
Easy, mister. You better not try to get up.
I got up. I can see. I'm all right, I tell you. And I can see.
Wait.
I can see.
He can see.
It must have been the shock. The shock when the cab hit him, you know. I didn't mean to hit him.
Oh, didn't mean to. Say you've done him a favor. The shock of it brought back his eyesight.
No, that's not it. Someone touched me. It was a cool hand. The cool hand of the man that helps me.
Huh?
The minute he touched me, I was all right. Where is he? Where is he?
Hey, wait a minute. I'm beginning to get this. It's a racket. In minutes, these guys will be passing the hat.
Yeah, never been blind at all.
What? I've been giving him money on this corner all winter, and he's a phony.
Hey, wait a minute. There was another guy with a cabbie. He looked like a suspicious character to me, officer.
You ought to run him in, officer. I bet they staged the whole thing.
A suspicious character, huh? Where'd he go?
Well, he was here a second ago. He looked like one of those subversive guys to me. Imagine pulling a trick like that on Christmas Eve.
Wait a minute here. The guy's got this all wrong.
Huh?
This guy you're talking about is a very good guy. Now, wait a minute. He's a stranger in town, but he's all right. Hey, where did he go?
You see, he even ducked out on you, buddy.
I know it was all an act.
Oh, wait, he was here just a second ago. This guy's been riding my cab all night. He was a regular sort of a guy. Listen, let me tell you what he done. First, it was Jimmy the Newsboy, see? He was crippled. And all of a sudden, he started a walk. All right, now this ain't funny, I'm telling you. Then it was that guy that was going to jump off the building. And now this blind man.
Hey, what are you hanging up anyhow?
Get moving, buddy.
Well, what a frame up.
Better get moving, cabbie. This mob don't like what's happened.
All right, I'm going. Fine thing. The guy just ducks out when I need him to prove a point. In addition, he sticks me with a cab. What a guy.
Just two more blocks. It's 2 minutes to Christmas and Times Square.
Hey, was you in a cab all the time?
What do you think I am? Magician?
Sometimes I wonder.
Now, in case you lose me in the crowd again, here's your fare. Keep the change.
$5.
And Merry Christmas.
Mister, look, what goes on here anyway? Who are you? You talk like one of us. I mean, real lingo, and yet you say you're a stranger.
Oh, wherever I go, I sort of seem to be just like everybody else, see? Talking their language. It's always been that way.
Yeah. Mister, do you mind if I turn on the radio again?
No. Go ahead.
Geez, that's funny.
Now, you don't
know. What happened to that silent night? All night long, they played that one tune. And, you know, it's a funny thing. Before, it almost drove me bats. And now, all of a sudden, I got a funny feeling. I feel like I'd give anything to hear it again. Can you beat that? No silent night. What a night this is, huh, mister? I never had such a time before. All them things that happened, I wish I could figure them out. What's your slant on it, mister? I said, what's your slant? Hey, where are you? I'll be... Geez, he disappeared again. Our Father,
CBS.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
You have been listening to the Old Time Radio Hour broadcast each week over the World Wide Web. You can subscribe at no charge through Apple Podcasts, Podbean, or RSS, and we're now on YouTube. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you can join us again next week for another hour of holiday entertainment from the golden age of radio. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying so long for now.